These are all such gorgeous readings. That was so much synesthesia, you know, just so many senses that you appealed to. And would it be weird of me to just hold it? You know, we could all see the back of your poem, but the visual, can I see this poem, man?
Oh, yeah.
So we could all see it, right? So it'll be published at some point. But it looks like tides lapping in and out. And what's really weird to me, I'm feeling all sentimental about Seattle right now, but the class that Paul has, that I'm in, it seemed like all these poets from Seattle were writing poems that kind of look like this. Can you see it? And I thought, I'm going to write poems that look like this. There's this movement, you know, of water or something. But I love that. Thank you.
I think water or coastal.
You think what?
Water or coastal.
Yeah. But there's and then the things that Sarah said about rivers and so forth. And I will dry us out when I get to mine. It'll be about fire. But first, Victoria Banyales, who's also from Santa Cruz County. Ooh. Yeah. It's looking very beautiful tonight. As a Chicana ex writer, teacher, mother, and activist. She's the founder and editor of Zinakli Journal, Journal X, a social justice literary arts magazine. Her poems and essays have been published in various journals and anthologies, including the Asentos Review, Cloud Women's Quarterly, North Dakota Quarterly, La Raiz Magazine, the Journal of Latina Critical Feminism, and more. She is the recipient of two poetry awards and a Teaching Excellence Award. She holds a PhD in literature and feminist studies from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and teaches in the English department at Cabrillo College in South County. More at VickiBanyales.com. Vicki.
Thank you so much, Roxy and Paul. It's such an honor to be here, and all of you for coming to the reading. So, I've changed my mind in the last few minutes. I'm like, what am I going to read? You know, reading poems, sometimes it's just such a vulnerable experience. This one I've never read. I wrote it after I saw my former brother-in-law on the news. So it's really painful. It's called Requiem for a Fallen Man. So, I don't know. Sometimes I cry. I don't know if I will. We still dragging those damn chains, damnation, this damnation, grating our bodies, the wound still fresh. Pick up a ghost gun, pack ammunition, carry a switchblade for added protection, but ghosts can't be killed. A man with potential stabs, 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 his heart bleeding. How many centuries before we can? We can? We can heal the soul wound, collateral damage, lateral violence. A man with potential, fresh out of prison, still the wound fresh, enrolls in college, works his way up, passes calculus, gets a job, finds an apartment, dares to dream, dream, dream. Fast-tracked to a university, 3.5 GPA. I can become an engineer, he says. But the deathly white ghosts of the past, they linger, they dance. Try a little of this, they croon. It'll make you feel good, they swoon. A man with potential stabs, 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 his heart bleeding on the evening news, back where he started. Heroin addicted mama, drunken violent papa, gangs and violence, his refuge, his turf. A child screams in terror, the deathly white ghost's cradle. Come hither, little one, they caress. The soul wound, collateral damage, lateral violence, here we go again, stuck on the merry-go-round. Ring a ring of rosies, a pocket full of posies, we all fall down. Our bodies crashing, landing, dumped in 6x9 cells, our cells agonizing, our souls petrifying. Guatlicue's revenge. Angels of light, angels of death, our weapons turned against us. Archangel Miguel fought off the demons. His brother Raphael brought on the healing. His staff, a bomb. Metamorphosed, turned switchblade, a ghost gun. Those damn ghosts had to ruin it all. Send a prayer to the man, a requiem for his soul, a man with potential, fast-tracked to a penitentiary, graveyard for the dispossessed, the poor, the black, the brown, the immigrant. Here we go again. They call them felons, felons who fell on, always failing, always falling. Fallen angels, the ultimate death wish, carefully orchestrated, the bloody scripts, we play them well, worthy of Oscars, Antonio's, Jesus's, and Raphael's. The theatrical curtains part, tearing apart our broken souls, the wound still fresh. There's no need to die, we already dead, cradled by deathly white ghosts, masqueraded as angels who promised to help us fly. And fly we do, our bodies crashing, felons failing, falling, labeled from the start, our grips slipping off the merry-go-round. The ghosts take their fill, like vultures they descend, gouge his eyes out, rip his heart out, puncture his soul, tear apart the man who had potential, who passed calculus, who had an apartment, who had a job, who dared to dream, dream, dream. A child screams in terror, those damn ghosts, the never-ending deathly dance, our bodies splattered against the jagged edges of the merry-go-round, the soul wound, collateral damage, lateral violence, here we go again. Yeah. So, thank you. And for balance, I'm going to read one that's humorous. Okay, we got to balance all this pain out, this is what we do. So this is a real story. It's back in the day, you know, I'm from California, so before I was 21, I did what everybody did, a lot of my friends did. We would go to Tijuana. We would go over there and party. So this is called Noche de Reventón en la Avenida Revolución. It's like, we just went to party. La Avenida Revolución used to be like where people would go. And I wrote it after Michelle Cerros. If you've never read her, she's unfortunately, she's no longer with us, but she's a badass Chicana poet. She wrote Chicana Falsa. And I wrote this after I read her poem called Dead Pig's Revenge. Okay. My homegirls and I, we feeling fine. We strutting down La Avenida Revolución. We find a diner that serves it all. And I want it all. Pastries, panqueques, bathed in syrup. Globs of butter, side of fruit, huevos a la mexicana, sandwich, grilled cheese, OJ, cup of coffee. Can I get a little milk and sugar, please? I scarf it all down like a laughing hyena. Pareces marrana, says Lara. And yes, I pig out. My stomach smiling, my jeans frowning, I rub my Buddha belly, my smile whiter than the pancakes I ate. A shot, one for the road, patron or Don Julio. We wash it all down. My homegirls and I, we feeling grand. We strolling down La Avenida Revolucion, we heading home. We gossip and laugh until my stomach contracts. The pain in my gut swells and expands. I am a piñata ready to burst. Like Sigourney Weaver about to give birth to an alien ready to tear me up. Just throw up, says Steph, her eyes wider than the donut I ate. But I can't, I won't. My hands clutch my stomach, I sweat, I swear. I am a water balloon ready to pop. I cannot walk, I cannot talk. Incapacitated, I will explode on La Avenida Revolución. And I think about it, Tio Jose, the regrets Oh, the regrets, a dozen scrambled eggs, the ambulance, the paramedics, pumping the stomach, giving him meds. But I can't, I must lay down on the dirty sidewalk, sideways. There's no other way. Surrounded by broken glass and litter, the smell of urine and liquor, I must lay still. I pray it will pass as passerby point and crane their necks. Mira la borracha! They gleefully shout. 3 hours later, I'm up and about, grateful to be alive, hopeful I didn't die. I cross the border checkpoint, make it to the other side, después del reventón en la Avenida Revolución.
Such embodied work, really amazing. You had that same, you carried us in the panel too with your amazing enthusiasm. Nobody reads like you, yeah. Victoria, and I'm very glad to be getting to know you better.